Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm, Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here, 105.1 The Fan, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey app lets you fast forward, rewind, except for the future. That'd be impossible. There's chapters there as well. Join us on the YouTube, youtube.com/1051thefan. If you want to catch Buck's last show of primetime tonight, you can. If you missed it, you can check that out on Saturday. Ian Furness was on Dirt and Sprague this morning. You could catch that if you missed it. Or if you want to hear me talk about Mike Norvell. I like Mike Norvell. I'm rooting for Mike Norvell.
It's fun to put those feet down. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I did this with Dabo. Now, it has bitten me very hard this year, but I did this with Dabo. It was like,
I kind of did too. I kind of came around on Dabo as well.
I'm like, everybody's like, oh, he's corny and this, that, and the other. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I like the brand of football that they play. I'm getting behind him. The programs, the years that he's had have been super fun teams that I really like. As much as Deshaun Watson is a steaming pile of crap as a human.
And as much as you want to bash on Trevor Lawrence's...
Boy, were they good in college, man.
Very, very good.
I mean, the Sammy Watkins days were just, oh, God, there's just... I don't know, man. Maybe there's something about those jerseys. Maybe there's something about that stadium. I have no ties to Clemson. I have nothing about South Carolina is something that I'm like, yeah, I'm in. But there's just something about Dabo and that team that I want to like. And I think the same thing is true of – we grew up in roughly the same era of college football.
Yeah, you're only 2 years older than me.
But, like, those Florida State teams when we were younger, buddy.
The Chris Wanky, Charlie Ward, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even Danny.
Like Danny Cannell?
Danny Cannell was, you know, like
– I'm too young for Dion.
I was
– I only know Dion in the NFL.
I was very young, but – I remember bits of it, right? Okay. Like, you remember those early, early formative years when you start watching sports. Like, mm-hmm. I remember a little bit of that stuff, but not a ton, certainly. But, like, there was just something about the little tomahawks on the helmet and the vibe. Maybe that's part of the allure of Doak to me is, like, I think that was the first team outside of USC because USC was kind of in those years. And Florida State was on CBS every week, kind of a deal.
Bobby Bowden. It was like Bobby Bowden and Tom Osborne at Nebraska. Like, that's what I remember
in
college football.
And Dennis Erickson at Miami.
Yeah.
The state of Florida dominated college football when we were kids.
Spurrier at Florida.
Yeah. And, like, I was never a Florida guy.
Steve Spurrier is Dabo before Dabo.
And I came around on Spurrier much the same way. But I did always like the old ball coach, you know, old Bowden. he would say stuff, and I mean,
well, old ball coach is Spurrier.
Well, I know, but that's where I was going. The old
the other guy,
the old ball,
the
coach.
Old one, yeah.
But like the character from the Waterboy, the villain coach, mm-hmm. always kind of reminded me of Bowden-esque. You know what I mean? Like the way he talked with the super drawl.
And there was the straw hat situation. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe that is why Doak Walker is so fun.
It's just there's something about it, man. I don't know.
I hope it rains. Is that weird?
That's a little weird because...
Well,
because
when it rained the other day at Doak Walker, I was like, this is kind of cool.
There's just... I don't want to say something magic about that stadium, but there is something magic about that stadium.
Yeah, it's fun.
And it's not what... It's not just what Brent Musburger likes.
Although ESPN will put it down our throats.
What, gambling?
That's for sure.
That too.
Gambling on what? Your career?
Hello.
A lot to get to this hour. We come coming up next, we'll look over. There's only two games in the Pac-12. Look at that Freudian slip. There's only two games in the Pacific Northwest this weekend, but I figured it'd be worth having a little conversation. We might go long right here. Plus, I'd like to throw over to the NFL. Is there's an offensive coordinator quarterback situation that I don't know why I expected more out of, but I did. So we'll get to that this hour. Plus web gems. But I wanted to, I heard the great interview and kind of when I first learned of this situation on Dirt and Sprague, I believe it was Wednesday, of this Oregon State NIL collective thing. And I wanted to kind of see if a couple days went by and if some more information came out. But for those of you that are not familiar with the Oregon State NIL situation, there's this company Blueprint. They purchased the SANIL, which is Student Athlete Name, Image, and Likeness. They're basically like a middleman.
Yes.
They bought into 70 programs after purchasing SANIL. They took over, in a sense, $108 million total. They're basically just like an operator to make sure things are moving. But now they're kind of starting to get into this world of investment, consulting, as they locked into a deal with Maryland, and then they got in with Oregon State in August. And I think when you first start peeling the onion back on this, it's a very complex story. I do not fault anyone at first for thinking, why are we spending this much money on something with such less return? When I think in reality, it's just a giant investment. It's a risk for sure. It's a risk for sure of trying to say, can you help us raise money? We are struggling. If you help us raise money and you help us raise more money than we normally would have had, you will get a cut of that.
I'm going to share some stuff that we talked about off air.
Sure.
I'm starting to wonder if somebody at Oregon State got caught here pretty bad.
In this situation specifically?
All of it. I genuinely am starting to wonder if this is a situation where, you know, they brought in, what is it, Blaylock from Arizona, who they had a accounting error of $200 million.
That's not okay.
I'm wondering if part of the reason why Bray hasn't been fired, why there haven't been changes, is that that war chest they have got caught up in like a Ponzi scheme.
Because I was wondering if, you know, there were some quotes that came out.
Which ones? Because there's the story about that they broke on Sportico, and then there's been more since then.
Yeah.
And it's none of it.
I'm talking about Oregon State has come out and said that if you're one of the people that donates $10 to $500 in that kind of range, 100% of that money goes directly to a student athlete in your chosen sport. If that is true, I wonder if this money, so to break it down, this Blueprint company, Oregon State, pays $284,000 a year in an operating cost, and they have a fundraising target and increases 3% every year thereafter. But the example is the most that would happen. If Blueprint generated $3 million of net direct revenue in a year, it would receive a total payout, including its management fee, fundraising bonus, and contract admin fee of 1.5 and change. Slightly more than half. And that sounds disturbing.
That sounds like a payday loan.
So yes, exactly. It looks like a payday
loan. It looks predatory.
But my question is, when it comes to the war chest and stuff, and then you see these quotes, and whether they're true or not, of your $10 to $500 goes directly to the student athlete, is the war chest paying for the consultation firm? Is this their way of using the war chest to stay afloat? Because I've talked to you off the air, when you toss it over to Washington State, who will be connected in this, my thought, without any knowledge, my thought is that that war chest, they're using it differently in a sense of, we will bleed it. We will just make sure our football team stays afloat.
Yep.
And if things go bad, we'll dip into that a little bit.
We can pull
and that's
the chute.
A long-term shoot to where maybe Oregon State is shoving that in the middle now.
And I wonder how much of it they actually have. And I know how egregious that sounds. This is my own personal feeling.
That is such a scary question that you're asking.
That's the thing is like, I had a discussion with somebody last night who is very much invested in and works with the billionaire class. So this was Wednesday night. He told me the biggest donors in Oregon State, they will never send another dime to Oregon State sports.
That's a hard thing to listen to.
Not a penny. That's insane. That's insane.
That's really, really, really rough. And if you listen to West Coast Bias, the podcast, Andrew Nemec and Jason Sukanik, which is a great little pod. You should check it out if you have the chance to. Nemec was quoted as saying this.
And I want to be very careful with this. And I intentionally ran this by you before we started the pod because I think it enters into kind of dangerous territory. I feel comfortable reporting that they have players who play on this roster who are now back channeling, finding their next spot.
Sure.
That's happening now.
Yeah. Well, 0-5 will do that.
So to think like, let's hang on to Bray because things aren't that way. Things don't fracture within the roster or we can hang on to this roster. There are players who play who are already reaching out to find back channels for going to their next stop. Yeah. So things are bad. Pretending they're not and saying, we're fine, just a tough schedule. No.
And that's what's scary because, you know, these kids are reading these articles.
Yeah.
They're listening to our stupid radio shows that we do. They see what's going on. And if they're seeing that donors aren't donating anymore, it's beyond the point of NIL. It's beyond the point of how much money am I getting.
Institutional failure.
It's beyond those rumors of, you know, this kid got money taken from him and this kid got money taken money from him so we could put it into Malik Murphy. Like, those rumors are out there.
Yeah.
And some are confirmed reports, some are unconfirmed reports. I don't want to get into that. But if they're already hearing that, whether it's true or not, and then they're hearing that the dude who has a company worth $6 trillion in NVIDIA is never going to donate to the engineering program, nothing to do with sports anymore. Like, when you start hearing that stuff, it's not about I'm leaving because I need to get more money or more playing time. It's just get me out of here.
And it's not just Scott Barnes. It's institutional.
Yeah, this could, like, you're saying this could go all the way to the top.
You need a shovel and a pickaxe and everyone needs to go. Like, that's what I've been told. And it's not just Trent Bray. It's everyone. Like, it is all the way down to the core of the university. And that sucks. I don't know people at Oregon State. I just know people who have ties to those people who are very influential, not just at Oregon State, but at Oregon, at USC, like guys that work in the class of people that are just, they have more money you can even fathom. Mm-hmm. And they weren't mincing words when they told me this stuff. And I was like, this wasn't it's kind of like, they were like, no, it's bad. Well, and I don't. When I look at this, and I've seen it's the reporting from the Oregonian, it's the reporting from Sportico. This group, this blueprint group, there's another business deal that they were going to buy out this other company that the deal ended up falling through, and there's a bunch of lost equity there. Like, Blueprint misrepresented just how many clients that they had.
That sounds like Bernie Madoff, dude.
That's what I mean. It sounds like a freaking Ponzi scheme, really, and I'm starting to wonder, did they bilk all of the money out of Oregon State? And not to say that Oregon State's broke, but did they get them into a predatory payday loan type deal where now everybody's trying to... Honestly, you know what this reminds me of? It's similar but different. It's Ballmer and the Clippers. It's they got in a deal and all of a sudden, oh no, stuff's coming to light.
But they don't have the money to get out of that deal like Ballmer does.
Look, Ballmer's like, I had a discussion about Ballmer too with another person, and they were like, there's already so much that they may not void. I had a conversation with somebody the other day that I thought was really interesting as it pertains to the Ballmer part of this. That because Kawhi Leonard's new deal was signed after all the aspiration stuff, that they're probably not going to end up voiding Kawhi Leonard's current contract because it's after the fact. But Ballmer and the Clippers are probably going to lose anywhere between 2 and 5 first round picks. It's going to punch them hard.
They should give them to the Thunder.
Oh, let's not. But beyond, like, to tie this back to Oregon State, what's the, like, deals have been signed. Mm-hmm. Like, so how do you get out of this? Like, what is the legality? How much money do you have to spend to try to figure this stuff out? Like the legal fees and all the time and effort and resources that get tied into this. That's what I'm saying. You almost have to just, this is a tree where the rot is not on a branch. Mm-hmm. It's in the roots. Is this savable without removing all of it?
Yeah, let's put a pin on this. We got to go to break. When we come back, I want to continue this conversation because there's a talk of the B1G and their investment, a $2 billion infrastructure sort of situation going on for the B1G. Are we going to start seeing examples of what not to do, or is this the future? We'll keep this conversation going, plus we'll sneak in our PNW picks. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Might as well go win the whole thing.
503-864-6326. Your thoughts are welcome. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse by any means. And I know this Oregon State stuff is difficult for a lot of you students, fans, alumni, etc. But I feel obligated to not obligated. That's a bad take. I just kind of feel inclined to get into it because I always want to talk this stuff out a little bit. I know it's real quick and easy to just kind of jump into it and say, you're an idiot. No, you're an idiot. And I don't want that to be it at all. I just kind of want to, you know, like I said, talk it out and see if there's a way to kind of check on it. Some comments, some thoughts I want to read for you. That money should only be for students. Any consulting, quote unquote, fees should come from the school. Could not agree more.
Yeah, 100%.
Couldn't agree more. And I think that's where a lot of this goes is, and that's maybe the stickiness of the NIL that we really didn't quite see coming. And that's why you see this $2 billion investment being floated around going into the B1G, is that once all this money starts to roll around,
where is it coming from?
Exactly. Where is it coming from? And once places that are financially viable and doing really, really well, there's always going to be, see, to the point where I've read this on both chat lines, of being America and capitalistic and also exploitive in the sense that college football is a $6 billion industry right now. And yeah, once NIL starts kicking in, it's just going to keep creeping up, up, up. Once it breaks away from the NCAA, up, 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 up. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that like college football a lot more than NFL. Now, NFL still makes a lot more money because it is a marketing juggernaut, fantasy football, gambling, et cetera, like that. But in college football, as it starts to get more and more money, there's going to be more and more vultures circling around looking for where can I make money off this? And unfortunately, a lot of it, to your point, and as how this kind of looks like a Ponzi scheme, a lot of it is predatory. A lot of it is, how can I get this $6 billion entity? How can I sneak maybe like 20 million out of them? They won't notice that, right? Mm-hmm. It's the whole premise of Office Space. Yeah. You know, if I just take 0.001 cents, nobody will notice. And after 5 years, I'll have $10 million and I can sneak away.
And the problem is the decimal point got moved over one.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So here's where I'm at with this. This was all happening for the past 50 years. But where it all was one place, the NCAA. They were a nonprofit. It's because they spent all the money. That's why. Mm. You had those people all at the top who were mine. And remember, we had to beat them with a stick over the head over and over and over again in lawsuits before they finally went, well, I've got what I could get out of this. I got to go. And you saw this happen with gambling when gambling first started coming around. Look, I'll be honest. I was approached about possibly partnering with a very large gambling company when I was when the TV show left and we were changing networks, and I almost did, and it was very, very enticing. And it was one of those things where it's like, is this a path I really want to go down? Is this something I want to do? Because, you know, I'm looking around like everybody else is doing it.
Why not me?
Why not me? Like, why not get all, and I was just like, we didn't end up doing it, but it was one of those things where it's like, it's been a free for all. And I've been on record of saying, I would rather things be a free for all because I think it does benefit more people when you take down those barriers to entry. And it has been for the athletes at large. But when you have this, this is the trade-off, is that you're going to have predators. You're going to have predatory institutions. You're going to have predatory companies. You're going to have predatory people. And you can talk about putting guardrails around it, but the second you put one set of guardrails around it, well, it changes for this group, and it changes for this, and you start finding a way to around those things. And you just goes from having it open to having this thing that's tight again, and it puts so many barriers to entry up that we're right back where we started.
Yeah, there's this statement comes in on the YouTube chat here. Is this going to be referred as the great grift of 2025-26? We see how politicians are taking advantage of their power to benefit financially. That's both sides of the aisle. That's everybody, no matter where your politics
are. Go track
are.
Unusual whales. They track all the
insider
options.
Trading and stuff like that from senators and congresspeople and stuff like that. That I think this is, you had this what
it's very reminiscent of that.
What I think the question might be more is, if this goes off the rails, if this gets even bigger, this $2 billion thing in the Big Ten once they split away from the NCAA.
And that's going to be small when we get down the road.
I wonder if in 20 years we look back and say, we screwed up and the NCAA did work. Right now it looks terrible. Right, the Mark Emmerich of the world and the mine, and the student athlete BS. Yeah. But I wonder if that protection in place to this listener's point kept the grifters out.
No,
and at least the grifters were internal and not people trying to swarm in and vulture caca into the pot.
See,
I'm just asking the question.
I get where you're coming from, but the call was coming from inside the house. And I think that's...
Yeah, for now.
But see, I think that was substantially worse because it was all concentrated. With this, more people get to benefit, and you just have to deal with the stuff on the outside. What ultimately will need to happen is, and this sucks in a sense, because I can say this because I'm not an Oregon State fan or alum or something along those lines, and as far as like, I have ties to the institution... Some might have to get chopped off the vine. You know what I mean? Like this is what I said with like the NIL deals. You know, the Jaden Delora's, the Nico Mayalava's. Like
I might not work here anymore.
Uh-huh, but they tried to do the thing and they failed. And now those institutions have had to deal with ramifications of a certain way along the way. But Those are not the norms, and they got chopped off the vine, as it were. Sucks for them, but I can see the same thing happening to these kind of companies. And if it comes down to, if you were at the top of an institution, if you were the president, chancellor, whatever of a university, and you hire your AD, and your AD is a complete scumbag,
which is going to happen,
yeah,
more and more.
But here's the thing: if you don't have the right guy, that's not the AD's fault. I mean, it is, but that's your fault.
Your fault, yeah.
And if your program dies because you're too inept, you're too stupid, or you're too greedy, and you got yours, do not pass go, get fired, and hopefully, if you actually are found to have like either extorted money or willfully used public resources or donations, that you get your ass thrown in jail.
Yeah, there's so much money being thrown into this, invested into it, that, yeah, when programs go down and programs like are in hard times, like take Oklahoma State, for example, it's the AD's head who rolls. You know, it's the coach, it's the coordinator, coordinators. It's the AD.
But it's so much more than that.
And it's
now.
Never the chancellor or the president or however your school is structured. You're talking about now we're getting to the point because there's so much money involved and because there's so many people trying to find their way to steal their own little cut that, yeah, whether it's legal or something, and that will go all the way to the top because there is no way with this much money on the line at universities, whether you're Washington State, Oregon State, or your Texas, Ohio State, there is no way your president or chancellor is not discussing this $2 billion investment, this NIL collective firm, these consulting firms. There is no way an AD is acting rogue on that.
No.
No way.
To go a step further, we're getting there already. And I'm going to use the example that I'm familiar with right now with USC. Their recruiting department and how they went about things was a mess. It's been a mess for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame, despite having all of the additional addendums of being Notre Dame and the admissions being difficult and all the stuff that comes along with being Notre Dame, they still recruited and they were in a national championship game last year.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So what does USC do?
They goes go, and gets that guy.
They go and get Bowden to go run things. And now USC is the number one recruiting class in the country. I think you need to go a step further than that. I think, yes, you have to have somebody who's very good, very trustworthy, has the right vision and all those things. Oregon is probably one of the best markers for that on the business side of things in the entire country. I think that matters, but I think there needs to be a position created at every major university that wants to be a part of this, whether it be in football or basketball, that is essentially a president, somebody who is on the same level as a chancellor or president of a university. They are a chancellor or president of your sports program.
You're talking about a controller.
I'm talking a full-on buck stops here human.
Yeah.
Because as a chancellor or president of a university, education is supposed to be your thing. That is where you're supposed to specialize.
Education don't make money, though.
But here's the thing. If you want to be a part of that, you can't do both effectively.
I agree. That's why you have an AD in the first place, but it's becoming more.
It's more than that now. I think the AD has to be like your third position.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that. I hope you did too. We'll keep an eye on this stuff, especially the B1G and all that kind of stuff. I know Michigan's come out and said they are not interested in that, but the future of college football is always a conversation that is fun having, and just we have no idea where this is going to go. But where we'll go next is we'll take a look around the PNW. We got two games on the slate. I'm going to make a bold statement about Oregon and Washington State this week. You'll want to tune in for that. But first, we'll toss it over there. The Big Kahuna, he's got sports.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, I must.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get to Web Gems, everybody's favorite. We do it every single day at 11:45. Take a sneak little peek at the LDS that starts tomorrow. But I don't care what Andy Johnson says. I'm watching it. I'm watching it all. I had a nice convo with him. That guy loves college football.
Yeah, he does.
Just loves it. Just loves it.
And hockey.
I wonder, does he like college football more than I like baseball? There's no way to metric that.
I mean, there is.
How?
Just whip it on the table.
Not going there.
Your fandom.
Not going there.
Just put it down.
Put down my fandom?
How big is your fandom?
How big is my fandom? It's not nice to ask another man how big their fandom is. I don't think that's an appropriate thing.
There's no fandom shaming.
You can ask them how much money they make. I don't think you can ask them how big their fandom is, though. I don't think that's going to go well. You can ask their wives, maybe. Partners.
Hey, how big a fan is he?
Yeah. How big is it?
Well, you know, he says he's a big fan, but he's not as big a fan as he says.
But you know what? He's just so cute.
Yeah.
If my wife said that about me, I'd be like, yep, spot on. You know, I think he talks his fandom a little bigger than it is, but he's just so darn cute.
He'll talk a big game. He's really into baseball.
He did the dishes the other day. I just love him.
He's not as into baseball as he may lead you to believe. When he comes home, it's not as much baseball as you think.
Pacific Northwest, there, I'll make a bold statement here. I think Oregon and Washington State are going to win this weekend against the Bye.
Safe play. They're not gonna pull a Texas.
Well, yeah, there's a weird thing, man. Texas, they didn't play last week, and for some reason we're out on them even more. We'll learn this weekend as they play Florida. That'll be a fun game to watch that I will simulcast watch while love watching baseball. But you've got we'll stick in Oregon State. They're on the road to Appalachian State. I believe they are still a slight dog in that game, but not enough if it were home field advantage. They play Appalachian State on Memorial Day, which is not going to be great. What?
Memorial Day?
Well, it's their coach that passed away. His name's escaping me right now.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's like Remembrance Day. I should have said Remembrance Day.
Gotcha.
My apologies for
his
the confusion.
Memorial Day.
His Memorial Day.
Yeah, no, they're going to have some juice. Look, man. I've said this so many times already. I don't like calling for people's jobs. I don't care. Fire him now. Get rid of Scott Barnes has got to go. The president of the university has got to go. If this, honestly, Beav fans, I'm with you here in the sense of the changes. I hope App State beats the living crap out of Oregon State. I hope they embarrass them to the point where there is no choice, but a vote of no confidence has to take place and everyone is gone.
Might have to come from the gov, from the governor.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just looking at that going, absolutely not.
I'm going to be a positive note on this. Give me Oregon State in this game. I think Oregon State wins this game. I think if they can come out with the kind of energy they came out against Houston and play the kind of game they played against Houston and shore up some of those mistakes, give me the Beavs.
But here's the thing. We just heard Nemec. Players are looking for ways out.
Yeah, but you can't mail it in. You still can't mail it in. You might be looking for a way out, but you still can't all of a sudden, you know, take a dive in a
football
game.
App State is a favorite.
Understood. Only by a point and a half. Neutral site, Oregon State.
It's App State.
Yeah, fair enough. Look at me trying to back you Beavs up.
This was an FCS school.
That is true. They once beat Michigan, though. I watched that game live.
Look, that's the most historic win in their program's history. It's a hell of a win.
That's one of the most historic wins in college football history.
But we're so far removed from that.
It's a long time ago.
That should tell you every single thing you need to know about this game.
The other game in the Pacific Northwest will be the Huskies taking on the Terps in Maryland across country. Both these games are 12:30 kicks. You can see this Husky-Maryland game on the Big Ten Network. Washington favored by 5.5. Old Dirt Johnson, he likes the Huskies to go down in this game.
Well, he likes the Huskies to go down in every game.
I don't think it's that. I think the line he
dropped on Furness this morning. I
missed the interview, which you can go back and check out on the Odyssey.
He said some version of, because, you know, Furness works with Softy up in Seattle, and he goes, yeah, tough game for Washington. Hopefully, I think he said Bellevue Community College gave him a win to cheer for. And I was like, he's like, I can't help myself. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
I'm the opposite of Andy on this. I think UW will have a nice bounce back, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know a lot about
Maryland.
Well,
they're flying across the country, and Washington's still a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're on a neutral field, they're more than a touchdown favorite.
I like that offense. That defense, though, they got to show me something. Plus, I'm trying to go for the over and wins. Not going to lie, this is a little gambling-based.
Yeah,
a little gambling based.
Look at you taking the over on your hated Huskies. Was that tough for you?
Yes. But so, dollars are dollars,
right?
Dollars are dollars.
Did you go pick up your Guardians bet?
No, I had a conversation with the wife. We're gonna pick it up and go up there together and have dinner.
Oh, there you go.
So it'll, you know, my winnings will pay for my appetizers.
Oh, say, we getting a little resi at Michael Jordan Steakhouse?
I don't know what we're going to do. I haven't looked at the restaurants yet, but I think we decided to have date night up there.
Well, if you do that, make sure you get the beer. They'll do the stencil, or they'll do the Jumpman logo on the top of your beer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of a cool little deal.
Side note, Big Ten schedule this weekend? Woof.
I'll say it.
Woof.
It's ass.
Woof.
This is a... I'm not watching the Big Ten this week.
Four ranked matchups. I asked Rusty this before you got in. Which of these games are you more interested in? Wisconsin at Michigan, Illinois at Purdue, Penn State at UCLA, Minnesota at Ohio State. If you're just looking at ranks.
you're not learning anything from any of these schools.
They can't stick with us.
It's rough.
It's probably Michigan because I want to get my eyes on Michigan's ahead of...
You know, I was going to say the same thing. I think for me, it's Michigan because I want to watch the kid again. I want to see Bryce, how he's progressing.
And I want to get my eyes on them ahead of USC.
I also want to know how far can it fall for Wisconsin?
Right?
Look, I'm not a... Wisconsin is one of those Big Ten teams as a kid that grew up rooting against the Big Ten And now I don't really care about the Big Ten anymore. I just watch college football.
You just kind of liked them?
Yeah. No, I didn't like them, but I didn't. They weren't the Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. They live in like an Iowa world where I was kind of like, there's Wisconsin.
There's a respect there.
Yeah. I was like, Ron Dayne, Monty Ball. Yeah. Russ Wilson. Yeah. Let's go.
Fun.
Yeah. Barry Alvarez, Brett Bielema.
Yeah. Barry.
I loved that Wisconsin stuff.
Look, the fickle of it all. So.
Where I get in a fickle.
Yeah, Luke Fickle is a coach that I want to like.
And like, I can't. I'm out.
Like I'm like why is this not working here? Is it because you are not, you know, Bielema? Is it because you're not jacked? Do you have to be a beer belly just Wisconsinite through and through in order to coach that team?
I guess.
Like do you have to cholesterol have to be at a certain level to be successful at that program?
Come hire me.
You know what I mean?
I got the beer belly for you.
Like when I think of Wisconsin, that's what I think of. I think of big guy on the sideline. Meanwhile,
that's true. Barry Alvarez, Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
In a big red coat.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Fickle's jacked.
I don't like it.
It's like there's not enough cheese curds and beer.
You can actually jump around. I want a guy that can't jump around.
I want
around.
A guy who's telling everybody, hey guys, be careful. You know what I mean?
Don't tear an ACL.
Fickle looks like he could get out and get in a 3-point stance and kick somebody's ass.
All right, next is Web Gems, everybody's favorite. We do that every day at 1:45, and it is 1:48. So it's like the hot 5 at 5:08. We'll get there next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Boy, we're way behind it today on the clock. I don't know if that's because we've had a good show or if we suck at our jobs, but either way, I'm going for it. It's a Football Friday.
A little column A, a lot of column B.
Football Friday. A lot to get to in the final hour, so hang out with us. We'll keep things chugging along as we'll get into some more football. I want to get back into that narrative conversation, NFL and college. We will touch on Kalen DeBoer and what's going on in the Vandy program as well for our other big game of the week. But just real quickly, baseball starts this weekend, and I think we have the best matchups. I do. I don't think Cleveland was good enough to advance. That offense needs a lot of help. The bullpen was probably just taxed at the end. Mm. And I, as much as I can sit here and tell you that I don't think the Yankees are really there yet, the Red Sox are behind them. And if the Schlittler, right? Did I say that right? The Schlittler?
Yeah, just make sure you hit that L.
And also the emphasis on the
Schlittler.
Yeah.
Back page of the New York Post. Holy Schlitt.
Yeah, they're Tony Reale had one for like if they lost holy Schlitt, they blew it. There was a let me pull it up because it was great. Look, man, you can say what you want about the Post. Their headlines are
they're great.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're so good. Hold on, where is it at? If they win, holy Schlitt. If they lose, Schlitt happened. They get unlucky. You got to be Schlitting me. He throws a wild ball in the stands. Schlitt hits the fan. Has an even more magical game in the next start. You can't make this Schlitt up.
Dude, and I'm Reale like, for the
Reale,
win.
Good God. Keep these in. Don't. You're giving away the brand, man. Don't do this.
Tony Reale for the win. I can't wait to see where that guy lands.
He's got something cooking.
Yeah. My two favorite series, just to be real quick on this. I mean, I'll be glued to Seattle. Detroit, I think that's the better series in the American League. I just don't really know what to expect out of Toronto.
We all agree. Like, I heard the boys talking about this morning. Uh-huh. We all agree what the best series is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, this could be the World Series,
one,
honestly.
1, 2, 3.
Dodgers. Dodgers.
Thank
you.
Yep.
This could be the World Series. I was just watching.
I don't care where they are in the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
The star power is overwhelming.
It's going to be really, really good. I was looking at MLB Network over your shoulder over there, and they were asking the Phillies win if blank, and then they were showing pictures of Schwarbs hitting bombs, hitting cheeseburgers to right field, and they will win if they get to the bullpen. If they can get past the starters and get to the bullpen, the Dodgers will have trouble. The problem is, as I was texting with a buddy yesterday about some baseball stuff, we always trust managers. I don't know where I am with Rob Thomas, the lead singer of Matchbox 20, who's the head coach there at Philly. That's an old hot corner joke between me and Joe. Rob Thomson or Dave Roberts. But I like this Philly team a lot.
I'm looking at the...
I like this Philly team a lot. Plus, Citizens Bank is going to be
lit,
fam.
999.
Seattle is going to look pretty good. Game one, Seattle at 508 is going to look pretty nice at T-Mobile. It will not be Citizen Bank with the Dodgers coming to town.
That place, you know, when they made the run, was that 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like that place, it was just different. It was a zoo. And I was trying to think of things that could swing this series. So I was looking at the injury report. Will Smith could be back for the Dodgers.
That's scary.
So that's a big get. Kopech could be back for the Dodgers.
Kopech.
Did I say Kopech?
Kopech.
God, why did I do that?
It's all right.
For the Phillies, though, Romano can be back.
I hate that guy.
But, like, I'm trying to find, like, where's the swing in this series? Like, trying to find the
I think it's Dodgers starters versus Philly starters.
Yeah, but, I mean, beyond that, like, is there something magical that could kind of happen? Like, you know, because that's what playoff baseball ends up becoming. Somebody gets hot.
Yep, who does the
thing? Who does? I mean, your guy, Rocchio. If he has another game all of a sudden and now the Guardians are in the next round. Like, that's the beauty of baseball and hockey is that the regular season doesn't matter.
Has SVP done the joke with Kirkjian yet involving Rocchio?
What's the joke?
You know how SVP always makes Kirkjian with the Baltimore accents?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
That one gets me every time.
I don't know if ESPN really cares about baseball, despite showing it on their network.
But, I mean, that one has all of the juice, is Dodgers-Phillies. Beyond that... I was listening to the guys. They were talking to Furness about it because they, you know, the whole idea of everyone, 100,000 people descending on downtown Seattle for Mariners/Seahawks.
Sounds awesome. My brother who lives up there asked me if I wanted to be a part of it.
I mean, it's going to be a zoo and it's going to be super dope. But also beyond that, I know Seattle's not going to carry the massive storyline, but this is their sixth playoff appearance in 49 years. If you're,
I've been alive for all of them.
Right, like that's,
and I'm not that old.
That's what I mean. Like, I know Mariners fans. I genuinely like your team and your franchise, but you have been a garbage franchise for most of your existence, despite having some of the most incredible players in the history of the game.
Put three players in the Hall of Fame in the last 5 years,
and like guys that weren't just good.
Maybe 10 years. They're
legitimate all timers in Randy Johnson, Ken Griffey Jr., and Ichiro.
Oh, you missed Edgar.
Well, I was going to go.
Randy didn't go in as a Mariner.
I know,
so
but,
I didn't
but I'm talking
him.
About guys that
sure.
formative years there. Alex Rodriguez, Gar, like Jay Buhner. You know what I mean? Like
Felix Hernandez.
Felix should be when it's all said and done, but he won't get the wins or didn't get the wins because they sucked. I think that there is a plucky I'm a Cardinals fan. My team is not in the playoffs. It had no chance of being in the playoffs. If there is a team that I'm kind of like, you know what, man, I would love for you guys to win. Because they aren't even the lovable losers. They're just the losers.
That worked for the Cubs in 16. Everybody in the planet was rooting for them unless you lived in Cleveland.
No. Everybody was not rooting for
John Hamm was at the World Series and he wearing a Cardinals fan hat. He wanted to be there. Everybody wanted to see it. Whether you're rooting or not,
there
you
wanted
to see it.
Sure.
It's like the Red Sox in 04. Whether you like them or not, you wanted to see it.
I didn't want to see it. I wanted to see them get to 200 years.
Yeah, you're right. I really wanted that Rockies team to win in 2004.
I mean, now look where they are, you know. But in all of this, if you are a general baseball fan, I don't know how you're not rooting for the Mariners. I don't.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Unless you're in Detroit. Or the winner of Toronto, New York, you're rooting for the Mariners.
You know what I mean? Like if you are not in an LA, Philly, Chicago, Milwaukee, Toronto, New York.
But the National League City, they don't even care until it gets to the World Series.
I mean, I think there's a bunch of people that in general in the National League, particularly in the Northeast, who are sitting there going, I don't want the Phillies. Not them.
Oh no.
They'd rather see the Brewers.
I will call Logan Gilbert on the bump for game one and George Kirby on game two. They'll throw Wu on the road in game three.
Is he going to be good?
I think he'll be good.
Okay.
Give him some more time and he'll be good. Okay. He said the other day that it's not the abdomen or the injury that's bothering him. It's getting back into ready shape.
Okay.
Yep. So that's my prediction. We'll see. I'll also take the Mariners in four. Take the Mariners in four.
Okay.
Loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. Are you having fun? Because I'm having fun. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.